Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has already managed to unify its energy system after the Russian missile strike, Energy Minister Herman Galushenko said. He also added that the country experienced a blackout on Wednesday when the Russian occupiers fired 67 cruise missiles and about 10 Lancet attack drones at it. The defense forces of Ukraine shot down the 51 missiles and 5 drones, reports the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. As a result of a Russian missile attack on Wednesday, at least 10 people were killed and 55 were injured. Due to the massive shelling, almost all of Ukraine remained without electricity. Water and heat supply disappeared in many regions. All nuclear power plants, most of Ukraine's thermal and hydroelectric power plants, were de-energized. 11 regions remained without electricity. Ukrainian doctors were forced to complete operations under the light of headlamps before turning on their generators. In particular, the certain video was released by the director of the Kyiv Heart Institute, Boris Todorov. President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the UN Security Council and called for a response to Russian terror. He invited UN experts to visit critical infrastructure facilities in Ukraine to assess and document the facts of Russia's attacks on the infrastructure that supports the lives of millions of people. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at a meeting on the UN Security Council, convened at the request of Ukraine. The head of state in particular said, "It is necessary to give a proper assessment of damage and destruction. It should be noted that these are blows to the very infrastructure that supports the lives of tens of millions of people. And finally, justice must be restored within the UN structures themselves. The terrorist state should not participate in any voting on the issues of its aggression and its terror. It is a dead end. It is a nonsense that the right of veto is reserved for the one who is waging a criminal war. It is necessary to lead the world out of this deadlock," said Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian president also said that Ukraine proposed to adopt a resolution that would condemn any form of energy terror. The Ukrainian draft resolution on the creation of a special tribunal which will condemn the highest political leadership of Russia for crimes of aggression is being processed at the UN. In addition, the Ukrainian working group is preparing to go to Germany, France, the USA and Great Britain to discuss this issue. At the same time, the decision of the European Commission is expected under which conditions it will be ready to participate in the creation of such an international tribunal regarding the Russian leadership. One of the participants of the Ukrainian Working Group, chief consultant of the head of the president's office, Oleg Gavrish, told about this in the telemarathon. As it was reported earlier on Wednesday, the European Parliament adopted a resolution in which it recognized Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism and called on EU countries to develop a legal framework for identifying states as sponsors of terrorism and mechanisms for restrictive measures against these states and countries that interact with them. So far, the European Union doesn't have such legislation. The world community is beginning to recognize the essence of Russia, and its legal status as a state sponsor of terrorism will have consequences in the form of greater isolation and stricter sanctions, the chairman of the Verkhovna Rada, Ruslan Stefanchuk, said on the air of Telethon. In the commemoration of Holodomor Memorial Day, 60 actions will be held in 60 cities around the world, during which the memory of the victims of the Holodomor, the genocide of the Ukrainian people, will be honored. The organizers announced that the meetings would take place on November the 26th in various countries at 4 p.m. local time. Participants will light memorial candles to honor the victims of the Holodomor, as well as the memory of the victims of modern genocide and aggression by Russia against Ukraine. Ukrainian diasporas made an official appeal to all civilized and democratic countries of the world to recognize the Holodomor of 1932-1933, as well as the current war of Russia against Ukraine and the civilian population, as genocide of the Ukrainian people. In 1932-1933, the then-communist totalitarian regime, the predecessor of the current Putin regime, committed the crime of genocide in Ukraine, the Holodomor. Millions of Ukrainians were killed by a deliberately created famine.